Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Happy Friday. Happy Father's Day. Mount Dadmore of sports. Who's on it?
Mount Dadmore of sports? Of sports.
You could take this a lot of directions.
Sports dads. Right?
So let me throw out a name. Halliburton.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. I don't know that he's famous now.
What's the ball first name? What's that guy's first name? You know, you got some crazy dads. You've got like a Ken Griffey Sr.
Yeah.
Who not only was, I believe, Ken Griffey Jr.'s father, but also hit a home run right next to him in the lineup for a game. That's pretty good.
That's probably a pretty tough score to beat.
You've got these dads that just have lots of success raising major league sports participants. You know, like
Keith Kachuk comes to mind.
I thought of him. Yes,
Brady and Matthew. I mean, those are two of the best. Play, you know, they're not superstars necessarily, but they're very, very important players to their teams.
And Matthew Kachuk is pretty close to a superstar.
Yeah.
I think.
That's probably right. Yeah, Brady probably will get there if Ottawa gets good enough for him to get some attention in the playoffs. They're very similar players.
I'm missing out these finals. I watched the 10-minute Sportsnet montage this morning.
That game, last night was insane.
You didn't give up on it at any point?
No.
Edmonton scored early enough in the second keep it like realistic?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was funny, like almost on cue. Olchuk's like, you know, it seems insurmountable. This game seems, you know, so one-sided, especially off of the last game. But get a goal here, you know, find your way to one, get a power play, and you're in a one-goal game. Like, get a power play and convert, obviously, is what he meant. And, you know, I think it happened the opposite way. I think they got a power play goal to make it 3-1 and then got another one. And, yeah, it was on. And, yeah, to have, you know, two out of the last three games, right? It was game two that Corey Perry scored very late, like 19 seconds or something, or maybe even less than that, to tie game two. And then this game last night, Reinhardt, inside 20 seconds, scores to force overtime.
You know, I've just got to say it. Would you probably hear people say how the team that scores that late goal has the momentum.
Sure.
They lost both games, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They lost both games. At home.
The team that scored that goal to tie it in force overtime has lost those two games.
Yeah. If I'm a Florida Panthers fan, the Reinhardt goal for 4-4 last night, I'm like climbing on people. I'm just sort of the Dumont, the game in Sabres history for this, me in the crowd reacting like uncontrollably, is Dumont's goal in game 3 against the Senators in 2006 in overtime. Like, completely unexpected goal. It's just like a flip from top of the circle, deflects, you know, flutters, knuckleball, and it goes in. It should have gone on top of the net or been saved, but it actually just sort of tucks under the bar into the net. And I just completely lost it. Grabbed my wife around the waist, picked her up. I think it's the only time I've ever literally picked her up off the ground. She screams, "Put me down!" So that was the end of that. It's never happened again. It's that I think the Reinhardt goal does it. And don't you go into the concourse with your friends to congregate and then intermit. Like, it's over.
Right.
And it wasn't.
No.
Guess what?
Right.
It doesn't really work like that. It seems like it should, but it doesn't really work like that.
So it's just so much going on here. Like the goalie switch after the first period. We had a lot of drama with the goalie switch the previous round against Edmonton with Dallas, but they do it. This Picard, has he not lost in the playoffs? He came in for Skinner and then got hurt, and that's why Skinner got back in, and then Skinner started playing well. And then Picard got healthy and hasn't had to go back in, but he did last night, and he was great.
What do they do now?
Pickard. I said Picard. It's so hard to not use the Star Wars guy's pronunciation, but it's Pickard.
Okay.
I think they got to ride him. I mean, he made a save on Bennett in overtime that hit the crossbar, but he got a piece of it. That was just a super clean look, and that guy's just scoring like crazy in the postseason here, including in this series. And yeah, he was really, really great. It took until the final, 20 seconds of regulation for them to beat him. So That was a tough one. I would be stunned if they went back to Skinner.
That was a tough one, not on the goalie, I mean, but like it when you have a son or daughter playing hockey. Maybe this doesn't always apply, but it's certainly me. Now I see a goal, and I'm thinking of it in terms of like what I would tell my daughter, that she would never listen to me, but what I would tell her to do on a play. Like Reinhardt there, it's a pass. Is it Barkov? It's a pass to Barkov, and it bounces back to him. Like it doesn't even get to – it's either bounces off Barkov or someone else, and it comes back to Reinhardt, who's almost on the goal line.
Yeah.
But he is able to get so low and doing it. I'm doing it for you here, Twitch fam. He gets so low. He's good that he's right-handed.
Yeah.
But he's able to turn the hip, open the hips, and get low enough with his left leg, and he gets enough on that shot to score.
Yeah, barely enough, because that puck is rolling. He doesn't really get it clean. It sort of wobbled. Or maybe that's the slow motion replay doing that to me. But I didn't feel like he just, it was one of those, I got to shoot this now. There's no time to settle it down.
No, right.
Just hit.
And he's right.
Yeah.
His instinct is correct.
It worked. I mean, really, the hardness of the shot didn't matter. It was mostly the openings there, just get it there. And credit to him, man. He pulled it off.
You know, speaking of that series, 2 days ago, you were talking about Bryson DeChambeau over to golf for a second. Mm-hmm. I'll bring it back to hockey. I've done this a long time. So you were talking about Bryson DeChambeau and how he bothers you aesthetically.
Right.
Like he's a robot or he's just like stiff and you don't really – you think he maybe went to charm school and he's not genuine, all these different things. But specifically about his golf swing and his style – so I appreciate that point. I like sports like that. I mentioned Federer for this when you brought up DeChambeau. Because Federer, maybe I think quintessentially in any sport, is somebody who was like way up here in terms of like, not the critics, it's not like that, but he was super popular. What did he have over other guys who ended up winning more slams than he did? He was beautiful.
Yeah, he didn't just rely on raw power.
Oh, I mean,
you mentioned Djokovic when talking about this the other day, and it's not entirely apples and apples, but it works enough. Like, I think Djokovic was just big, strong. He's going to overpower you. That's his secret. His superpower is I'm going to overpower you. And I think. And Federer was more like, not that he didn't have power in his game, but it was just more subtle. And that usually appeals to the traditionalist, I think.
Well, I would say, just was more like creative or like just sort of talented in a way that it would be maybe a shot you didn't think was possible, or just, you know, things like that. And just a beautiful player. Djokovic, in that case, I would say just more kind of like perfect out of a book, just how they would teach you to play. But, Federer just sort of is in his own tier for this. I'm watching, all I'm saying by mentioning him is, like, I appreciate this point and how it can really matter. Not that it would be a straight line. You might see, artistry or whatever, style in a player that I don't. But I like the idea of it. I'm trying, and I can't get to a point with DeChambeau where I sort of am bothered. Like, I'm sort of looking for it now. I'm looking to be like, oh, this guy is too stiff or whatever. And I'm not really seeing it. Hmm. So to bring it back to hockey, now we're all over the road. Draisaitl is what? Because I don't mean like, I'm not going to like use the winning goal, one goal, as an example of anything. Because that's just sort of I'll just try to pass it to Perry. What else am I going to do here?
One-handed, and it goes off the defenseman's shin pad, and
which is like a smart play. He has nothing else to do there,
right?
But is he? What is he? Because McDavid, we're always talking about McDavid. I think McDavid is both. He's amazing in the one way, but he's also so big and fast,
right,
that it maybe could distract you from how
skillful and beautiful he can be.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a power element to his game along with the skill and the speed that I think, but really the power largely comes from the speed. I think in a way, if that makes sense. Like, I just think he's so hard to handle, but unlike, say, a smaller guy who could maybe skate that well, if you can catch him, he's not that easy to knock off the puck anyways, because he is a pretty solidly built guy. Draisaitl reminds me of like Jagr, Lemieux, like big guys that have all that skill and talent. He is not, for his size, like, I wouldn't say a traditional power forward necessarily. There's more finesse in his game than that. Like, you think of power forward, like Lindros comes to mind. And Draisaitl's got more subtlety, I think, than that. But he's that body type. I mean, he's a big, thick load to handle. And he moves around the ice really well for a guy. I mean, not like McDavid, but for a man his size, he is hard to handle. So, I don't know. I don't feel like there's – if we're working toward a – is he – leaning toward DeChambeau, like in a brute force kind of way, I wouldn't be able to get there. But he does remind me of big, talented, big, talented guys they don't grow on trees.
I wouldn't think you'd put him, and I didn't want to imply that he would be the DeChambeau end of the spectrum. I just want to know, like, from you, where he is on the spectrum. Whoever is the other end of it these days in the NHL. I don't even know who that is. I mean, the very best players in this league right now are insane in how they're kind of like, they do everything. They're big enough. What's McKinnon, right? Like, he is big, but he's super skilled and fast and, like, good luck. And there are a pretty good number of guys like that right now in the league. We've gotten to that point. I don't know, like, the other end of that spectrum would be somebody that maybe isn't as big or strong, but you can't really handle them anyway. Everybody's big now. The best players.
I'm lost trying to think of, like, the star player.
How big is Crosby? 6 foot?
5'11", 6 foot. Yeah, maybe 6'1". But yeah, I think 6 foot.
But he's 20 years in, so it's not him.
Right.
Somebody like that.
You know who you need? For this, the guy needs to hit, But Bedard could be this, because Bedard is not a big, thick person. I mean, he may, maybe he'll mature and put on some weight. That can happen because he, you know, obviously he showed up as an 18-year-old and went right into the league. But he's not a big, he's not a big guy. He's a pretty slight build.
Okay.
So that, but you know, there's a ways to go before he can be considered, you know, a superstar. Like he's, he, I think, is a superstar in waiting. Get him some more talent, get the team good, and maybe we'll see 100 points. But we're, you know, that's not, I'm not assuming that's going to happen. I mean, I think he's already on track to be at least a very good player, but will he ascend to, you know, what he was expected to be? I think the jury is still kind of out on that, I would say. But that's the first guy that came to mind. And I don't know, like other star players that are like not 6'2". You know?
I mean, right. It's hard, I think. I think you'd have a better chance of coming up with these names than I would anymore, but I don't know who they are. Matthews is big. I mean, like
right.
Eichel. Like
the, yeah, right.
Who are the guys that, for so long, maybe this was like, we did this in Buffalo, and it's a long time since anyway, but like the idea that you didn't have to be the Briere
right.
example, as long ago as that is. You didn't have to be so big to like handle yourself in the league to make it,
yeah,
even as a star.
I think we've
Kane.
I think we've ridden through already just in, man, even within the last few years. You know, the Sabres are drafting all these little guys, right? Savoy and Kulik and, you know, little relative
Benson,
right? But they're not right. They've got the kind of the market cornered on 5'11", 185, and even under in the case of Benson, right? And I didn't really mind that when they started doing that. Like, don't be afraid. Like Cole Caulfield, right? Nobody wanted to touch him, and he's an excellent player. You know, little Suzuki's not a big guy. Like two Montreal Canadiens that come to mind right away, and like that can work. But what we've seen, like almost maybe halfway through the cycle of the Sabres drafting that type of guy, Florida showed up playing the way they play, and the league, I think, has gone more toward, you know, sure, like the little guys can apply now. I think like Caulfield is a cautionary tale. Like, don't sleep on a guy who's got elite traits just because he's 5'9". You could get burned. But you almost need to have 6'2", 210 in your lineup frequently to compete now, because it's become, while it's faster, and I think there's more talent than ever. I mean, the league just keeps the talent just keeps coming, and each generation just sort of builds on the what the players are capable of, what they're willing to try, what they've practiced doing, and all of it, right? Just the specific coaching about skating and edge work and all this stuff. You're just getting bigger and better guys, but the bigger is becoming more important than it was, I would say, even 5 years ago. Like, bigger matters now. In the West, really,
Rantanen.
That's it. I mean, you better be able to play that game. And Edmonton figured out how to do enough of it that they got here, and they came through pretty clean after a rough start to the playoffs. So you need to have the mix more now than I think I felt like you did a few years ago.
Well, this is an area for the Sabres to, you know.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Care about.
Definitely.
Which means it's another sort of thing that I always wanted to not care about that maybe now I should. Just like having somebody in a senior advisory role that is supposed to be somebody that can an extra set of eyeballs, experience, credibility, all that stuff. Like, you really don't need that. The Sabres had, I think, sunk so low. Well, they had for me sunk so low that I became, all right, well, fine. I'll capitulate on this. I think it's maybe that bad now where they need somebody like that. And they maybe went halfway with Kekalainen. Maybe they went halfway.
Yeah.
He's not going to be over Adams, but at least there's somebody else in the organization that, you know, can give them some credibility. Now I need to get bigger. Now it's 1995,
right.
And Jeff Legwald is writing about how the Sabres look like school children compared to the Flyers.
Right.
Are we kind of there? I mean, Thompson is huge.
Thompson is big, and, you know, but yeah, you don't. And it, but he's not either a powerful player.
He's not
at his size
going through you.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean it changes and it can change fast. Like I said, like I did not. It has proved to be wrong, but I was not one who was objecting. In fact, I think as recently as 5 years ago, like I don't want to be too hard on myself here. I think I thought I maybe even said it a couple times when talking about the women's game that with the way the hitting is like. What I was experiencing, even watching junior hockey, at least the junior hockey that I was watching, that my kid was playing in, it wasn't as physical as I expected it to be. It was everyone was trying to play the skill game, the speed game, the puck possession game. It wasn't about blasting people through the boards or big open ice checks. It was just get the puck, hang on to the puck. Can you do things with the puck? And can you get it back when you don't have it? That was the, and I thought, man, we could be on a timeline where eventually, yeah, the men's game is always going to, the men are going to be bigger, they're stronger, they'll be a little faster, but I wonder if the games will be that different looking. Because if the physicality keeps eroding in the men's game, it might end up, you know, looking, and we have turned a hard U-turn on that. To me, like, I regret ever thinking that. I liked sitting with it and contemplating it, but boy, was I wrong. Because the NHL, anyway, I haven't seen junior hockey since someone stopped playing, really up close anyway. The NHL has gotten much more physical in the last few years.
Well, here's a big take from me. It's an incredible series. It helps that it's a rematch, I think. I mean, it would be great anyway, but it feels almost like a continuation of last year. And it really couldn't be much better. Comebacks and, you know, goals. Florida has had, I think I saw, two or more goals in the first period of every game, which is a first in the history of the finals through four games. Does that sound right? Two or more in every game? Three last night?
Yeah, I sure. That sounds like it could be right. I haven't tracked that. I've been meaning to, and I have not gotten to it today yet. I saw a tweet last night that indicated it was from Richard Deitch, who covers sports and media and has for many, many, many years. And he was making a point about how this series has been great, but it should be on network TV. TNT, right. I mean, and he said in the course of that the ratings are really bad in the United States. And when I saw that, the first thought I had was, is that why I haven't seen any news about the ratings? Because when they're good, right, when it's historic, Four Nations Face-Off, like the minute that information is available, that is on your Twitter feed. You are going to know, whatever, home number of homes, whatever. It's just, look at us. We're doing great. And I haven't seen one bit of information. I haven't gone looking for it, but usually it comes to me. I haven't seen one single bit of information about the ratings for these finals or even the playoffs overall. And now I want to go find it because I'm sure it's out there, but it just isn't being promoted. Maybe, perhaps, if Deitch is right, because it's really bad. Like, I think he used the phrasing historically bad.
Well, I don't know, like he would, how many providers don't have TNT. Because that's me. Like, I'm paying $80 a month or so for Fubo, for the bulk of my channels. And this is not among them.
Right.
So I can't watch it unless I subscribe to something else, which I just refuse to do at this point in my life. I'm just so drowning in these services constantly that I'm done. I mean, you could put curling. Well, that's actually not true.
you would pay for a curling.
I would buy any sort of service that had curling on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just like not. I'm questioning it, though, because last night I felt pretty lonely about it.
Yeah.
Last night I wanted to be there, especially when it went to overtime. Like, I was drafting, of course, you know.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
11 o'clock, and I looked at my phone, like, 4-4. I thought it was over.
Right.
So then I wanted to turn it on, but couldn't. So I do feel a little bit left out.
Well,
but it's almost unavoidable.
Right.
I mean, how do you not say notice to one of them?
Right. Well, if this reporter is correct about what he's right, then maybe you have a lot of company. And I think that's really too bad because the series, I thought that this playoffs, you know, I don't want to say regardless of who the teams were, but it's McDavid and Four Nations Faceoff, right? All the hubbub about that and the rating success that was. Like, okay, well, the casuals are going to be here for the Stanley Cup final. It's McDavid against the guy that fought the guy. All right? Forget about the markets. It's just we know who these people are now, and the casuals are going to be sucked in, and it just doesn't seem like it's happening.
That might be the cause. I don't know. Thanks for being with us today. Again, that was Mount Dadmore.
Mount Dadmore. All right.
We will talk to Sam Panayotovich next. Scott Barrett. Fantasy Points will join us to talk about the Bills' skill position players and more around the NFL. And then later, again today, Brian Koziol on the U.S. Open. -4 is still the lead, as it was when we talked last yesterday. Next with Sammy P, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.